This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. So glad you're tuning into today's episode because it is really, really, really important to me. This episode, this topic is very important to me. A few weeks ago now, I shared a voice note with my Primal Potential Masters Club. It was something that had been on my mind for a while, and I hadn't shared it with any of my groups or here on the podcast or the blog or the emails because I hadn't figured out how to do so without rubbing people the wrong way. I shared it with them first because they've been with me the longest, right? They've been through at least 3 fat loss fast tracks. Some of them have worked with me one-on-one for a year or more. And I knew that they would be a great sounding board. When I shared that I think many of us have become mentally weak, very weak. And before you get offended, hear me out. And let me explain what I mean. I don't intend this to come across as lacking sympathy or empathy because I've fought this fat loss fight, right? I've been in the trenches. I understand the emotional aspects of change, the physical aspects of change, our past stories, all of it, the social issues. I have been in a time where I felt that my issues with food were debilitating. But more recently, my perspective has shifted. And I think it's shifted partly on my own journey and dealing with some other struggles in life that just were very, very much bigger than food and fat loss. But also because the more clients that I work with, and now well over 1,000 people have been through fat loss fast tracks, probably double that, if not more, but it's really shown me that in some devastating ways, we have chosen a very weak-minded perspective. And oftentimes, hear me out, if you're here, promise to listen the whole way through. We are victims of our own affluence, and we've lost sight of what real struggle is, or we've never known it, right? We talk about how hard it is to turn down a cookie or a glass of wine, how hard it is to be disciplined with food. And I think we make these arguments and we believe them as much as we believe our own name. They're as real to us as our own limbs are real because we've been fortunate enough to be far removed from real suffering. When I think back to my grandparents' generation or my great-grandparents' generation, your grandparents' generation, your great-grandparents' generation, some of whom died in wars or were in concentration camps, had decades of painful struggle far beyond what most of us have experienced. You know, that kind of hard is foreign to me. And if it wasn't so foreign to me, and a lot of what makes it foreign to me is a choice because I don't expose myself to people who have been through those kinds of things as much as I ought to, but if it wasn't so foreign to me, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't see saying no to a cookie as hard. I believe strongly that we need desperately to gain some perspective here. We need a little bit of a gut check when it comes to what's really hard and what's just complaining and being self-centered and weak-minded, right? Now, I know those are really strong words, and they're coming to you from me with love and a genuine desire to help you. I am not saying that you are weak or self-centered, but that your perspective might be. And I want to help you change that. If you are someone who feels like portion control is hard or self-discipline is so difficult, waking up early in the morning to work out or prepare your meals is so hard, I know your defenses might be raised a little bit. But it's when we get defensive that we probably need to listen and hear the message the most. So I hope you'll just stick with me. And keep in mind that everything I'm saying I can recognize because I've been in it, because I've lived it, and I'm still working through it. And because as much as I want to be happy and healthy and successful, I want you to be happy and healthy and successful. When food struggles feel hard, when discipline feels hard, it is because of our perspective. And I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm not saying you're making that up. I'm saying the reason it's hard is because of the perspective you chose. Because you've lost sight of or never had sight of what life is really about. You've lost sight of or never had sight of all you are capable of and how fortunate you really are. First and foremost, I think you're stronger than you believe you are. And secondly, people all around the world, living and dead, are showing or have shown insane, mind-blowing demonstrations of strength that can provide us with both encouragement and motivation, as well as perspective beyond measure. I watched the movie Lone Survivor. It is a Hollywood film, but it's based on a true story from just several years ago of a Navy SEAL mission that was quite a disaster and left only one survivor. It is the mission that killed the Navy SEAL after whom the Murph workout is named, that CrossFit kind of famous workout known as Murph. The man who that workout was named after was killed in this mission that is documented in Lone Survivor. And yes, I gave up television. And yes, I made an exception to watch this movie. And yes, it was worth it. Here's why I wanted to watch the movie. Because I had this sense that I needed to talk about how our removal from bravery, our removal from struggle, our removal from like big disaster kind of challenges has made our perspective very small and self-centered, but I wasn't sure how to communicate it. And as I watched this movie, I was really emotional. These men, by choice, as part of their voluntary training, right? They signed up for this. They chose it as their job. In their training, have their hands and feet bound together prior to being thrown into water that is deeper than they are tall. They have to survive without use of their hands and feet, and they do this by choice. Among other intense and straight-up mind-boggling training exercises, they do this by choice to protect their country. If you have not seen the movie, watch it. These men continued to fight even after they were shot multiple times. They continued to fight with bullet holes in their hands and their feet and even their head. They chose to go up higher on the mountain so that they could communicate, even though it meant sure death. And this is a job they chose. That's hard. As lame as it might sound to you, and I hope it doesn't, but I know it might, I use those kind of stories when I'm struggling. For example, just the other day, I think it was it the same day I watched the movie? Maybe, I don't know, maybe a couple days later, there was running in my workout. And you guys know I do not like to run. And it was the first 400 meter run of the workout. I don't know how many we had to do, but I caught myself thinking that it felt hard and that it sucked. And then I reminded myself of these Navy SEALs who were younger than I am, who chose a job and went on a mission and dragged their bodies up and down a rocky mountaintop while riddled with bullet holes and still being pursued by an enemy that wanted them dead, carrying God knows how many pounds of gear and ammo to fight for what they believe in, even though they knew they were probably going to die, doing a job they chose. And here I am, choosing to be frustrated by a 400-meter run outside with good people that I choose to do for a benefit I really want. Safe and warm and dry? Nope. No, absolutely not. Just no, I will not be frustrated by that. And I will not sell myself a story that it is hard. That's not hard. Similarly, I'll remind myself of these things when I'm struggling with cravings or I'm just in an emotional funk and all I want. Look, I have those days too, where I'm mentally revisiting things that are painful and hard, or I'm just living through things now that are painful and hard, and I just want to escape the reality for the 7 minutes it'll take me to pound through a pint of ice cream. And it feels hard, and oh, I just don't want to eat clean. What's the point? And then I'll say, wait, I am way stronger than telling myself I'm dominated by, controlled by, owned by a desire for food. When I'm not starving, when I've eaten plenty all day long, and this is mental weakness. No, I am stronger than that. When I'm practicing the discipline of good choices because of something I want, because of something that's going to help me, because of something that is good for me, not even for something that's bad, I will not make myself a victim of doing something for my health. Nope. Won't do it. Not happening. I'm not suggesting it doesn't actually feel hard in the moment. What I'm saying is the reason it feels hard is because we've convinced ourselves it's hard because we lack the relative perspective of what hard actually is. So how do you broaden your perspective? How do you cultivate a strong mind? How do you remind yourself what we humans are capable of and how we are infinitely more powerful than a craving? Have a hero. Study and look for people who work hard when it's hard, who act with courage or bravery. Create your perspective, right? Maybe you're like me and you've never had to deal with terminal illness or war or imprisonment, but don't allow that to color your world as a place that is so small you lose your sense of power and that you think food has more power than you do. No. Read books. A great one is If This Is a Man. It's a Holocaust survivor story. Watch Tickling Giants. It's a more modern story about bravery through the Egyptian Revolution. Watch Lone Survivor. Heck, talk to your parents or your grandparents. Expand your vision of your world beyond yourself because it matters. Because you are making it harder than it needs to be. You are stronger than this. You are so, so much more strong than you think you are. And if you think you aren't, which I have thought before, that right there is your big red flag that you must expand your perspective. I love you guys, and as I send this out into the world, I hope that everyone hears it, knowing that I empathize with the struggle, that I've lived the struggle, that I help other people through the struggle. And I am not saying that you're wrong in feeling like it's hard. What I'm saying is change your perspective and it won't feel so hard. Love you guys. Chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.